Yes, another question. Yes.
I want to know, when you make art, does that bring you to a similar place?
Yes, I would say so. That's something that I've been looking at for many, many years. We look at dhyanas, and I think when doing art, we drop into the first and second dhyana easily, dropping no self and all. Nobody there. If you can do your art without assessment, without judging and all of that. I realized I put in a few things here, which you might get a kick out of seeing. It's only recent that I've done any talks that were not in the dark. I'm an artist, and so, you know, art history classes are always done in the dark, and there's always a visual up here. So the whole idea of people actually looking at me while I was talking was so hard for me to do. So I print them out. Anyways, I did a number of pieces while I was there in New Zealand. I'll hold some of them up. This was a two-part piece that really, when I started the piece, I realized it was an absolute calendar of 2 6-month sessions with each month there and 4 weeks and all. And if you look at it, I mean, I, you know, put in the frost that was coming and when the flowers were blooming, and I quilted and stitched on that. It was fun. I did mantras all over a chair. It's still there. Om Mani Padme Hum, all over this chair. And there I am stitching on this piece of ahimsa, non-harm silk that's there. I usually do wax resist, which you might know as batik, but I also teach at Mass Arts this shibori technique, which is a running stitch and then pulling up the threads and coming up with patterns like this. So I did a series of about 6 or 7 pieces that are done with natural dyes. Ironically, the front of the book has one of them on it. Damarati wanted to do a book cover. He said, "Where's your work?" So this is some of my work on the front of it, too. But I wanted to share with you, my son says that the best piece of artwork I have ever done is this one, which is from fruit stickers that I collected over an entire year. Every single sticker from the fruit, I held onto them. And in the last 3 weeks, I was there and decided I'd make a piece of artwork from it. So there is Buddha surrounded by fruit stickers, and you can see whether it was kiwi or whether it was peaches. Oh, and I didn't bring it home. You know, it's down in the hut down there. Anyways, it was kind of fun. So I did a bit of artwork.